Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect afternoon for those enjoying time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, the IDF has eliminated Mohammad Naim Jandia, a senior Hamas member, in the northern Gaza Strip. Earlier this hour, also, the Jerusalem Post reports an Iranian official warns of a harsh response if the U.S. or Israel attack during Khamenei's funeral. This event spans several major cities in Iran and Iraq. Also this hour, Ynet reports the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated Hamas's Suja'iya security chief in northern Gaza. He was involved in the kidnapping of Daniel Pere. Separately, I-24 News outlines what to expect ahead of Khamenei's funeral, a six-day mourning period across Iran and Iraq. And finally, a significant development in the region. Khamenei's funeral is expected to stir both political and public emotions. From X, the latest. I-24-NEWS English shared just minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated a Hamas operative tied to the October 7th abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. Vizgrad 24 reports, 11 minutes ago, that a suspect linked to the death of a Swedish football fan in Copenhagen has surrendered to Danish police. Ynet Global posted 14 minutes ago about growing anti-Semitism in Canada. Some Jewish groups are considering emigration as a response. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent operation. Mohammad Naim Jandia, a senior figure in Hamas and head of the Nukba unit, was targeted by the IDF in northern Gaza. According to Israel Hayom, he was linked to the deaths of hostages at the start of the war. The move may impact future negotiations and tensions between Israel and Hamas. Turning to the situation in Iran, the Jerusalem Post reveals that an Iranian official has warned of a severe reaction if any attacks occur during Khamenei's funeral. The ceremonies, spread over a week, will take place in major cities like Tehran and Qom. This underscores the sensitivity of the period and the potential for regional instability. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the elimination of another significant Hamas figure, Mohammad Naim Jandia. He played a role in the October 7th abductions. This action could affect Hamas's operations in northern Gaza, adding pressure on the group's structure. The upcoming funeral of Ayatollah Khamenei, as reported by I-24 News, will involve 6 days of mourning throughout Iran and Iraq. This large-scale event is likely to influence both domestic and international political landscapes. Finally, the anticipation surrounding Khamenei's funeral is palpable. Its impact will be watched closely by governments and analysts worldwide. On the economic front, first, CTEC warns of a super El Niño that might bring unprecedented floods to Israel. Meteorologists predict extreme winter conditions that could affect urban centers. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a major investment in rental housing by Migdal. The company plans to invest 450 million shekels, marking a trend in strengthening the rental market. And finally, from Walla Business, a unique personal story. Ziv Sherman, CEO of Alalkem, proposed to his partner in an original way, highlighting the personal side of business leaders. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.